Ned was half asleep when the footsteps came down the hall. At first he thought he'd dreamt them. It had been so long since he had heard anything but the sound of his own voice. Ned was feverish by then, his leg a dull agony, his lips parched and cracked. When the heavy wooden door creaked open, the sudden light was painful to his eyes. A jailer thrust a jug at him. The clay was cool and beaded with moisture. Ned grasped it with both hands and gulped it eagerly. Water ran from his mouth and dripped down through his beard. He drank until he thought he would be sick. "How long?" he asked weakly when he could drink no more. The jailer was a scarecrow of a man with a rat's face and frayed beard, clad in a mail shirt and a leather half-cape. "No talking," he said, as he wrenched the jug from Ned's hands. "Please," Ned said, "my daughters." The door crashed shut. He blinked as the light vanished, lowered his head to his chest, and curled up on the straw. It no longer stank of urine and shit. It no longer smelled at all. He could no longer tell the difference between waking and sleeping. The memory came creeping upon him in the darkness, as vivid as a dream.